Ex-Marine sentenced to 15 years to life for DUI wrong-way crash. Vista, California. A former Camp Pendleton Marine who drove drunk and caused a wrong-way crash that killed a motorcyclist in Fallbrook was sentenced August 25 to 15 years to life in state prison. Adam Daniel Baruchin, 29, was convicted of second-degree murder for the New Year's Day 2019 crash that killed 29-year-old Christopher Williams of Oceanside. At the time of the crash, Baruchin was on probation for a prior DUI offense, prosecutors said. He was tried twice, with jurors in his first trial convicting him of gross vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated and DUI causing injury. The first jury was unable to reach a consensus on the second-degree murder charge, leading to Baruchin's second trial in Vista earlier this year. According to prosecutors, Baruchin was speeding eastbound on the westbound side of State Route 76 near Viaduct Monserrate shortly before 4 a.m. when his Lexus IS-300 hit Williams, who died at the scene. Williams, a father of two sons who were 8 and 5 years old at the time, was on his way home from his job as a security guard and emergency medical technician at Palma Casino, according to the Oceanside Police Officers Association. Baruchin's blood alcohol content was measured at 0.18%, more than twice the legal limit for driving in California, according to Deputy District Attorney David Uyer. At his sentencing hearing, Baruchin apologized to the victim's family and said he planned to address his alcohol issues while incarcerated. "Words cannot express how sorry I am for not only taking the life of Mr. Williams, but taking a husband from his wife, a father from his sons, and a son from his parents," Baruchin said. Williams's widow, Sarah, said Chris was my rock, my best friend, my children's father, and my support system. She said her husband was seeking a career as a firefighter and so badly wanted to help others in his community. San Diego Superior Court Judge Brad Weinreb called the crash a tragic situation, but one that easily could have been avoided prior to imposing the 15-year-to-life term.